prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 May 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. My goodness, in for a treat. I'll bring a guest on I haven't had on for a while. His name is Dr. Charles Page or Dr. Chuck Page. We're going to be discussing a lot of things, especially, of course, the coronavirus hyped up situation, but we've got a lot more to talk about besides that too. But in the meantime, before getting on the air here tonight, don't forget we're offering a video, folks, that you have got to get a copy of for yourself and friends and family. The one that Phil Hudock did. Oh my. Anyone who's on the line and doesn't really know what to believe about this coronavirus hyped up takedown of a country and the world, this DVD will show them what's happened. And folks, for $10.50, it's yours. Make all the copies of it you want and share with your friends and family. It's really important. It may save them a lot of heartache in the future. A lot of heartache. And, of course, don't forget the book Backyard Medicine. As a matter of fact, I just went up a few days ago and picked some greens here. We call them poke greens, and I love poke greens. And I mean, it's just what we do around here. But this book is so, to me, it's just entertaining to read. But it's so, it blesses me. It blesses me to read it because I can see what our Creator did for us, what our Father did for us on this earth. And folks, we've got to say, got a good deal on it. They're still $18.95, but if you buy two or more of the $15.95, that's delivered price, and they'll make wonderful gifts. They make wonderful gifts. Anybody in your family who would like to learn about some things in nature, here you go, and how to use it as medicine and food. It's a beautiful book that I know you enjoy reading. I just like to read it to see things that I didn't know were even edible. Much less good for you. But we got it. And of course, the Grand Design Exposed again, a book that will show you how some evil men before this nation ever formed plan to do this nation as they saw fit. It took them a while to get it done. But they pretty much got it done. And to know that the land where the capital, the U.S. Capitol was built was once called Rome and owned by a guy named Pope. Folks, there's no coincidences in this stuff. It's for real stuff. But it's books available at $12.95, and that is delivered. Of course, we still have the REM Sleep. Great product I use every night. We have the all the Strauss products, the heart drops, the kidney cleans, all this. Got all those, of course, here. And the new Tranquil from Matthew Pfeiffer, the one who made the REM Sleep, but one that will help you calm during the day and then be able to enjoy the day more. And if you're running with a lot of stress, folks, this could be a good answer for you. It really could. A good answer. And, of course, the vaccine paperwork, we give out copies of in church this past weekend. If you want something in your hand that will at least show those who come to your home or wherever that want to give you a vaccination that we know has got you're accountable. It has baby DNA in it, aborted baby cells. It also has, it's going to have invisible ink tattooed in called Luciferase. all that. If you want something to show them that you at least show, this is why I will not do it. And if you want me to do it, you got to sign these papers anyway. This is, I think, a vital thing to have on hand. And just for a cost, it's $3 or $4. Just enough paper, the envelope, and the postage, all we're asking, because I want you to have them. Now, you can find them online, probably, if you have a computer. But they're available here if you want them. Make all the copies you want of them. There's no charge for them because we want you to have them. It's just a way, maybe it won't stop them. But it'll give you more grounds, I guess you could say, as to explain to why you're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it. At least I hope you won't, because this could lead up to something very seriously. Because basically, seeing how the implementation of this, the name of it, the total sum of the name and numbers, conducted 666, and that is a fact. I hope you'll think twice before you do it. I really do. Now, bring up a guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Dr. Charles Page. And let me know when he's here, please, Todd, because we want him to share with you some information. Charles Page, Chuck Page, is a surgeon from Texas, down-to-earth kind of guy that is willing to tell the truth and what's going on behind the scenes. Now, if y'all want to check something out, go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under government cover-ups or health news, and see where Dr. Fauci said. Now, look for yourself. I'm not making it up. Dr. Fauci said that wearing masks will do you no good. Dr. Fauci himself said that. Go to PastorBush.com, look under health news, the government. That mask will do you no good. And he's the one that got all this hyped up crap along with President Trump and the governors getting this all moved into the situation. Now I'm going to say this and get to our guest. You cannot blame COVID-19. What's happened? You can't blame the president or the governors or the mayors or any of them. You can blame yourself for what happened. The people are to blame, not them. We tolerate it, we deserve it. It's just that simple. We tolerate it, we deserve it. The sad part of it is most people have no idea that none of those men have any authority at all to tell you that you can't go to work and earn a living for your family, that you can't run your businesses. They have no authority. None. You don't quarantine healthy people, folks. That's called tyranny. Now, I don't want to start preaching. I'm going to get carried away here, and I won't get Dr. Chuck with me, and I want him to come join us. Are you there, Dr. Chuck?
I'm here. I took my medicine before I got here, though.
Well, I'm glad. I tell you what, brother, we're in a mess. I don't want to get into all this. I want to share what you had to share, but here, I live in a little town called Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia. About 15 minutes or 20 minutes from another town named Somerville. It's their county seat. And they just opened up a new business back in January. People are tickled pink go to work at a department store named Gordman's. They're all excited. I mean, we talk to people, they got a job here. They're all excited going to work. But right after Gordman's got open, they were staying pretty busy. This madness come out. The store, of course, had to close. And it came out just a couple of days ago that they're going to reopen long enough to liquidate. They're done. Isn't that sad?
Well, it is, and we're going to see more of that. In fact, you know, of course, I work in the healthcare industry, and most rural hospitals have been operating in the red, just barely kind of making it.
Oh, yes, they have been.
For years,
yes.
And this is really going to put a lot of hospitals under, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, I just telling the folks before we come on right there about Dr. Fauci, saying himself, and you can find this on our website, by the way, like I said, that masks are useless. Matter of fact, he said they can cause problems. He said this. And then he flip-flopped and said, well, you got to have them. Now, we have governors like in Governor New York, the thug in New York named Cuomo, who acts like a mafia boss and probably is, telling people they have to wear them or pay a $1,000 fine. Maybe I'm just a rebel. I don't know that, Dr. Charles, but I'm going to tell you what. I don't like being pushed around. Not with nonsense. I don't. I really don't. I'm a preacher, a pastor. I'm one of the biggest wusses you could ever meet. But I don't like being pushed, do you?
I don't believe that, Pastor Butch. You know, I tell you what, I oscillate between the two sides. And, you know, it's funny. I really believe in our country we have to take a step back and realize what's happening. I mean, we have an elite that is controlling our nation, and they are telling us what's right and wrong. And, you know, once again, realizing that, you know, years ago, man kind of put themselves in the center instead of putting God in the center. And when we did that, you know, we threw out all truth and we threw out all absolutes. And, you know, if you follow the course of that philosophy of putting man in the center, then, and there are no absolutes, you have to have someone to give you absolutes. And the challenge for that is, you know, someone has to tell us what's right and wrong, and it, and we can't say anything. We have no say so about that. And I think that's where our country is, you know. And that was one of the things about the reformers, you know, and you know the Christians who came to this country. I mean, they believed that, you know, that there were absolutes and that truth was something that was outside of man, and that man was not in the center. God was in the center. And, you know, and because of that, you know, we had freedom. We had true freedom without chaos. And we've enjoyed that for years. But what's happened is now we're having we have a sense of freedom, but it's really more chaotic than anything. And that's because, you know, because we've thrown away absolutes. And, you know, we're putting man in the center, and we're seeing the end result of that now. And, you know, it's kind of this apathy, and, you know, and that's kind of where we're at.
Well, we come to a situation now that, I mean, you've already heard this many times, the New World Order motto, order out of chaos. Well, we have chaos. So they got a force order somehow. And this is another excuse to bring in whatever reason. We know that Trump said he would use the military to help get the vaccines out to the people. And I, for one, will not take the vaccine. I know what's in it. I will not take it. But nonetheless, we're seeing this movement now to force people to comply. And I'm not telling people, if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. If you want to wear gloves, you wear gloves. You want to stand your head and wiggle your ears, I don't care. Just don't try to make me do what I don't want to do. I mean, that's all I'm asking is, and no governor, no politician has a right to tell me that I got to watch my family do without when I have the means to feed them. It just isn't. It isn't moral. It isn't biblical, and it's not constitutional.
Well, and so that's, but you know, that's kind of where things are heading in our country, unless we do something about it, and it all begins, I believe, it's ultimately a spiritual issue, you know. But you know, once again, when there are no absolutes, someone has to tell us what those absolutes are. And we kind of see here, you know, like you're saying, the flip-flopping. And I'm not going to beat on Dr. Fauci too much because, you know, we really didn't know a lot about this virus before it got over here, you know. And so as things have evolved, they've had to make some new plans. But you know, here's the deal. We can't stop a virus. You can't stop this. And, you know, I think initially some of the things that they suggested were pretty good ideas, you know. I do think the social distancing and all that was a good idea, at least initially. But now we've learned more about the virus. We know who's susceptible to the virus. You know, it's typically people who are older, who have a lot of comorbidities. You know, they're obese, they've got lung problems, they've got heart problems, kidney problems. Those are the people who are going to be most susceptible. And I think it would have made more sense now, you know, continue to maybe, you know, encourage those people to be quarantined, you know, for their own safety. And just let everybody else, you know, continue doing what they're doing. I mean, you are right. There is no constitutional basis for what's happening here. And we have to realize this. You know, what frustrates me a lot, especially with the medical side of this, is that, you know, there's really not any absolutes here. Are you talking about the mask? You know, the only studies about the masks were out of Singapore, which showed that the mask may keep a person who has the disease from transmitting it to another. You know, you think about it, you cough, and the mask just kind of, you know, contains all of the respiratory droplets. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me. But the mask will not keep you from getting the disease.
No, it won't.
You know,
it
even, will not. You know, and so, you know, especially the mask that a lot of people are wearing and the way they're wearing them. So, you know, it's one of those things, you can't stop a virus. There's not a lot of science. There's some good ideas that the government may be suggesting, but, you know, where do we draw the line with this? And I think that's something that we need to ask ourselves. I mean, as Christians, I think we need to ask ourselves, are we asking the government to do something that, number one, we don't really want them to do, and they really can't do, and they really don't have the power to do? I mean, you know, we need to start asking ourselves those kind of questions, you know, and kind of going back to the fact that we've always been a country that's been based on the rule of law.
Yes.
And that came from our Christian beliefs. A man named Samuel Rutherford in 1644, an old Scottish minister, wrote this book called Lex Rex. It was The Law and the King. And he went back in the Bible, and he showed, you know, how David just couldn't, you know, do something on a whim. There was the law, you know.
That's right.
And in fact, Butch, you wrote a book, and you sent me one of your books, and, you know, your book really got me to thinking about that, how a lot of the freedoms that we have today are based upon what those Christians did years ago, and that's what our Constitution came out of. You know, it wasn't, you know, so John Locke just stole those ideas from Rutherford. And then Jefferson, of course, based a lot of his stuff on John Locke. But those were still biblical principles.
I agree.
And so just thinking about that of our country, you know, that's really kind of the basis of our freedom was this, you know, of absolute truth, of putting God in the center. You know, that was where we got this Constitution that's given us all these freedoms. And we've thrown all that out with the, you know, out in the trash, and now we're suffering the consequences of it.
Well, you know, I think for so long, and I know this is true, because I have stated this a little bit, but I think for so long that we have become accustomed to being taken care of. Now, do you prefer Dr. Child, Dr. Chuck, or how do you prefer to be called, by the way?
You can call me what you want to, Butch, as long as you call me to dinner.
All right, here. Okay, I got
you.
So you
call me Dr. Chuck.
All right, but I know you're just down to earth kind of guy, but I wasn't sure how you want to go with that. But nonetheless, we become so accustomed as a people, and I'm guilty too. I'm not throwing stones, people.
Yes, sir.
I'm not. We become such a custom. Hey, if you get out of work, you draw unemployment. If you're not able to work, you get Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare benefits, food stamps. You get all that. We got used to that idea. And the government now feeds us and clothes us and houses us on a large part. I get a Social Security check every month. I'm 71 years old. I get a Social Security check. I work for you. So it's my money. I'm not arguing that point. But if they don't want to pay to me, I won't get it. And they've taken care of us for so long that now we think they're the boss. You follow what I'm saying?
And that's what my question. I think we've gotten too dependent, and our expectation is that the government is going to solve all of our problems, and the government cannot solve all of our problems. And that's where I think it's a spiritual thing. And I'm the same way. Hey, I took the loans. You know, I either had to. You know, I mean, I just got back from Africa on a mission trip, and you know, I was expected to hit the ground running. When I got back, man, all elective surgeries were stopped. So, you know, I had to take, to continue my practice as it is, I had to take the loan. And, you know, I'm thankful for that, you know, but understanding that we're going to be paying back that loan, you know, for years. But here's the thing, too, Butch, we need to keep in mind, God's in control, God's sovereign. This did not catch him by surprise, the coronavirus.
Of course not.
And there's going to be a lot of good things that are going to come out of this. And so we've got to go back, and we've got to trust in God. This has given us time to reflect and think about a lot of things, you know, a lot of things about our faith, about, you know, we've even had conversations about, you know, the assembling of ourselves together, you know, thinking about our priorities. I mean, all kinds of things. I'll tell you something. I didn't really realize it, but I've taken for granted, you know, going to church. And you know, it's something that we just, in the United States, we take for granted. You know, in China, they don't take that for granted. They don't have the civil liberties that we have. They don't take those things for granted because they know if they go to church, they may die.
They go to anything but a government-sanctioned church, they could die. You're right.
Well, it really makes us think. You know, it makes me thankful for what I, well, for the, you know, for the civil liberties that we have, and we, you know, once again, I sure don't want to give up those civil liberties. As Christians in the United States, we really have a unique. It's a unique opportunity that we have. I mean, you know, most Christians in other nations, and you know, in Northern Africa and Iran and China, and you know, they don't have the civil liberties that we have. But with that comes a responsibility, and you know, and I think we all need to take some time and really think and pray about, you know, who we are and where we're going.
Well, you know, of course, you read the book. You know what I'm talking about, but. You know, our we call them our liberties, and they are, but they're actually more than that, in a sense that God doesn't give rights; He gives duties, and then He gives blessings when we obey His duties, obey His will. And so we're losing the liberties that He gave us because we've forgotten His will. And the scriptures are very clear. And I lay the I don't mean this to sound like I'm being nasty, but laying the Constitution aside for a minute. There's nothing superior and more supreme than the Word of God, and in the Scriptures, I'm commanded to work to work and provide for my family, and no man, as long as I'm healthy enough to move, has a right to tell me I can't go out and provide for my family. That's breaking a duty to my Creator to do that, and it's even beyond that. I mean, no man has a right or duty has the authority to tell me that I can't defend my family and take away my ability to do that. So all these things come from our Creator, and as long as we follow His will, He will bless us with all the things He's blessed us with. But Brother Chuck, we've forgotten those things. We've started taking these as privileges or rights, and really, it's much more than a right. It's an innate duty. And I mean, it's just like any mama in nature, or any, most usually even father in nature, an animal will defend its young, and that's I don't care what you do to try. You can pass laws against that dog fighting against to save her puppy. You can pass all laws you want to, but I don't care if you even fed her. She's still going to bite you. Try to kill her puppies.
Well, yeah, and I agree. We have been given responsibilities even deeper than the rights. I mean. You know, God's given us, I agree, God's given us this innate thing. And we have. We've strayed from that. And I think, you know, I'm hoping in my prayers that this will be a wake-up call for our country and for those of us who are Christians to really begin to think about that. And you know, and I really believe, you know, just remember that, you know, we're not, of this world. We're not of the kingdom of the United States. We're of the kingdom of heaven, you know.
Amen.
And
we've
got to keep that in mind. And so often, you know, whether you're conservative or whether you're liberal, you know, I believe both of those are going in the same direction. You know, I mean, that's the kingdom of the world. I'm not saying to not have your beliefs and values. I mean, I'm very conservative in my beliefs and values. But realizing that even all of this happened on a very conservative president's you know, when he was in office. I mean, they're going in the same direction. And so we kind of got to keep that in mind that, you know, we're not of this world. We're of a different.
Yeah.
And so we got, you know, and I really believe we need to kind of keep a little bit of healthy skepticism with our government. I think that's a good thing in a way. You know, I mean, and I want to give Dr. Fauci the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that he had bad intentions, you know, but I'll tell you, it's funny. What worries me is when we take things that really aren't based on science and really aren't based on, you know, really there's not a lot of basis, and we try to, you know, and we try to force that on people, you know. So, you know, but we got to realize, too, we still have more civil liberties here as Christians than any other country in the world. And we need to be thankful for that. And we need to, but we need to also fight for that. I believe that's something that is worth fighting for.
Well, you know, you're right. And I agree with that completely. Except I would add one little thing to that. Yeah, we have more than most places, no doubt about it. But we lost a lot, too.
Absolutely.
And it has to turn that back around. You know, I tell people all the time, it's like they get in a debate over gun control, and somebody wants to take away 10 different kinds of guns. And, oh, we're not going to let that happen. We'll fight them. And they fight it to almost to a standstill, and they just end up losing one gun. Well, look about the pro-gun guy that said, well, we won. No, you didn't. You lost. You lost one of them. They'll come back next year and try for another one. You can't gain ground by backing up.
Right. Well, you know, if you think about it, you know, the government, and Peter talks about this, the government, God made the government to control evil.
That's right.
And, you know, when there's not a lot of evil, we have a lot of freedoms. You can go back in the Bible, like in the book, in the time of the Judges. You know, God told him, he said, you know, if you get a king, he's going to take away your freedoms.
That's right.
And he said, no, but we want a king, you know. And kind of the same thing, I think, is happening in our own country now. We kind of want our government to take care of us. But, you know, once again, it goes to the fact that we have forgotten our responsibilities, that our society is becoming more evil, and government has to constrain evil with more rules.
Well, when the people become dependent, they become apathetic about anything else.
Yeah.
And then when the government, you know, John Adams said our Constitution, and it's very fallible because men wrote it, but he said our Constitution is only good. It can only work for a moral and religious people,
yeah.
and with a virtuous people. Because if you want freedom, you got to live righteously from the inside, not from the outside. Somebody's got to force you to do what's right, then you're not free. And the people that forget that and think that they can use a freedom to say, I have a right to murder our children, have a right to sodomize our sons and to pervert our daughters, those things soon end up into a chaos in where you are today. Government dependence and fear.
So we could contrast, you know, the Constitution and, for example, John Adams and those founding fathers and what they based our freedoms on. We can contrast that to the French Revolution. You know, their revolution and their freedom was freedom with chaos. I mean, they chopped off people's heads with guillotine.
Sure. Yeah,
and the
right.
reason why is because it was based upon, it was based upon humanism. It was based on putting man in the center. You know, and that came from the Enlightenment and all the philosophers and Rousseau and Locke and all those guys. They put themselves in the center, and they thought that they could find truth within themselves.
But that's the
blessing of what we had. You know, and what's so great about our country, you don't have to be a Christian to experience the freedom that we've been given. You know,
no.
but therein lies the rub, too.
Well, yeah, whether Christian or not, you have to have a moral set of laws and never change. If you don't, you soon have chaos, and we have it. Folks, back at the break, if you want to call and talk to us, you certainly may. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen man.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back. Before again, I want to get the number to our office here in case you want to order a backyard medicine or the video or whatever you may want to order. I'm going to give to you real slow. Todd said he gets phone calls because he gives it too fast. So I'm going to give it to you slowly and repeat a couple times. So get your pen and paper handy because here we go. You can call the office at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. If you have you can call long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you dial the toll number at 304-846-4448. That's 304-846-4448. That will save us a few dollars every month if you do that. But please feel free to call, ask any questions. Lisa answers phones from 9 to 4 every day. If she doesn't answer right away, she'll call you back. Sometimes she gets a little backed up. But if you want to order any of these things I mentioned, a lot more, folks, we're going to put together, hopefully, in the very near future, a catalog. We haven't had one for quite a while, but we just haven't got it put together. We want to do that as soon as possible. All this stuff does cost money, so bear with us. We'll get it done as soon as we can. Now, again, we're talking to Dr. Charles Page or Dr. Chuck Page. And, Charles, before getting further, tell the folks about why you're a doctor. What do you do?
So I'm I serve in an underserved area in East Texas. And so I'm a general surgeon. I do all kinds of things. I do everything from cancer surgery. Today I did a lung surgery. I do a lot of endoscopy, laparoscopy, you know, cancer surgery, whatever. You name it, I do it. Pretty much what comes in the door. So I do all kinds of things. And I love what I do. I'm kind of a dinosaur. I'm an independent doctor. You know, we've been talking about independence, and we've been having revolutions and fights for liberty here in Nacogdoches even before the Alamo. So we're kind of crazy down there in Texas sometimes.
Well, you know, it's refreshing to hear someone as down to earth as you are and as professional as you are with your work and knowing what you do. But you're an easy fellow to talk to. I'm convinced that I'm just no hillbilly hick. I never did anything important in my life, really, but I'm not a doctor. I've done everything else. I drove a truck, worked in coal mines, I've done sales, I've done everything. But I think you and I could sit down on my front porch and drink a glass of tea and have a good conversation. You know, and I like that. I appreciate that. I do.
Well, Butch, don't underestimate yourself. I really believe that, you know, God can use everyday people. You know, and actually that's what my book's about. You know, my book, A Spoonful of Courage, is just about everyday people, everyday unsung heroes, you know, and how they respond to their health challenges. And so just, you know, encourage people out there. You know, we think we feel helpless in all this situation, but we're not.
No, we can do what we can do, and there is. Who was it once said, duties are ours, consequences are God's? You know, we do what we can, and His grace is sufficient for the rest. Now, I haven't seen your new book, Spoonful of Courage, I don't think. What was the one you sent me on the miracles in the operating room?
Yeah, that was A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering. I'm working on another book for caregivers. If you think about it, and it's interesting with the coronavirus, it's even more obvious, but the people who are really suffering is not just the sick, but the caregivers. Now, for example, with the coronavirus, a lot of my conversations are done in the hospital parking lot and on the telephone. I mean, you know, a lot of people can't be with their loved one in the hospital because of the new regulations, you know, and so...
That's sad.
Well, it is sad, you know, and it's funny, you know, with the social distancing, you know, I mean, people can't be there when their family's sick and dying. And, you know, even I've talked to some pastors having to do funerals. Only 5 people can show up to a funeral. I mean, can you imagine? And so, you know, these are uncharted waters, and we don't have all the answers. But people are suffering. And I just want to remind people, irregardless of where they're at, if they're a senior adult or maybe they've, you know, if they're sick and quarantined or they, you know, we're not alone spiritually. You know, there's a difference between being isolated and a difference between being alone. You know, in the Bible, you look and, you know, a lot of the saints of old, they were isolated. You know, Joseph was isolated in the pit, and then, you know, and then, you know, in Potiphar's house, he was isolated from his family and his country. And then he was isolated in prison. But the Bible always says that God was with him over and over and over again. And so we need to realize that as Christians, that whatever circumstances that we're in, we may be isolated, but we're never alone. God lives within us. You know, we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And, you know, whatever circumstance we face. But I'll tell you, it's crazy to see patients' families and, you know, because there's this sense of guilt that they can't be there for their loved ones. And, you know, I mean, I just had a cousin call me. He lives in Kansas, and his wife, he just got transferred to Kansas, and his wife's in Dallas and had to have surgery. And he's like, should I come? And, you know, there's nothing that you, I mean, even if he came, he wouldn't be able to be with her, you know. And so we're having these kind of scenarios that we never really had to think about before, you know.
And I really think a lot of these are nonsense. That's my opinion. And I'd have a hard time not being polite if she has surgery. I mean, I really would. That'd be tough.
I
would say that if she were contagious, I had something perhaps, but this is these numbers have been hyped up. I have talked to the doctors, Dr. Chuck. I mean, I talked to other doctors who were told to change the death certificates to say coronavirus. I've talked to these people, so I know that all these numbers are hyped up. But even to tell the truth, 90,000 died, they said, out of 330 million, that's not bad. We had 80,000 die last year with the flu. So this is a lot of hype, I'm convinced of that, and this is going to be a new normal. We're not going back to normal, what we called normal, even back as far as January. We're not going back to normal. Restaurants here reopened at 50% of capacity, and they got to have partition between tables, 6 foot between tables, and on and on and on it goes. This is a new normal, and I'm convinced this was a trial run to see what people will put up with, how much they would tolerate, and what they would do. And like good little lemmings, most of us followed them right on in. Now, thank God there's some pockets of resistance starting to spring up here, worldwide, not just here. But I'm just not convinced that this by any means as severe as they want to make us believe it is. I do not believe that. 18 men died with the flu in 1918, and they didn't shut down the world. So, you know, a lot of things just don't add up.
But, you know, I think one of the things that is contributing to all this, and, you know, here we are talking on a radio show, but, you know, the media is very powerful.
Oh, they are.
The media is manipulating things. You know, you think about it, when you have an elite people who are determining what is true and what is untrue and determining those absolutes for you, the tool by which they do that is through the media.
That's right.
Right. And so we've kind of got to keep in mind with that, you know, and it used to be that media was very unbiased, and I think now media is much more biased. And so we kind of have to go through this with a discerning mind and, you know, and a little bit of skepticism with whatever we hear. You know, like, for example, a lot of the fears with the coronavirus, you know, a lot of the fears come from, you get on either Fox or CNN, wherever, and they're talking to the ICU doctors. And, you know, once again, the ICU doctors are just, you know, kind of telling what they're seeing, but that's the tip of the iceberg. You know, they're seeing that 1% of patients who are sick. And, you know, they don't interview the primary care doctor who may see, 10 people with coronavirus every day that are fine.
Yes, that's true.
And, you know, but we don't see that. And then, you know, the media kind of manipulates that. And I really, one of the things that I've had to do is really kind of begin to tone down the amount of media that I'm getting in every day, because it just, once again, it depresses you, and it really gets your mind off the things that our mind should be on, like, you know, our relationship with God and the people we need to be serving and the things we need to be doing. It really, I mean, you know, it's what we fill our minds with, you know?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Well, let's take a phone call before we get into a phone tool. Let's talk to our brother from Ohio. Let's talk to Addison. Addison, are you there?
Well, yes, I am, Pastor Butch and Dr. Chuck.
And by the way, I want to tell you something, Addison. I'm kind of ticked at you. I want to tell you why. I had to eat you a piece of steak for you Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had to eat it for you. You weren't there, so I did my best to fill in for you, though.
Well, we was kind of social distance, and
well, that's okay. You just left a piece of steak and a piece of pie for me. I ain't gonna argue with you. Go ahead.
Well, hey, you know, I was up. I was doing a lot of thinking. Went out and done some praying. I talked to a couple guys, and they was saying, "Well, these scientists are saying, and these doctors are saying, and these politicians are saying, this stuff's really, really bad, and it's going to wipe us all out and all this." And I remembered, I said, well, I can give you just probably about as many doctors and scientists that says just the opposite. And
yeah.
I remember the global warming hoax, and I'm not saying everything is a hoax. So I was out praying at the picnic table, out on the other side of the pond, and all of a sudden this come right into my head. Every town's got one. In the southern part of Ohio, I lived in a small town, and there was a guy that was about 40 years old. He was a little on the slow side. He only knew one song. And the song he knew was "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." His mother taught him this.
Yes.
And he didn't worry about anything. And he'd be at the grocery store, and he'd help the ladies carry their groceries out. And he'd pull his lawnmower around and help all the older people mow their yards. And he didn't worry about any of this.
Him and
his Jesus walked all over town together. And you know,
yep.
He didn't even make it past second grade, and he was the smartest man I ever met in my life.
kind of makes you envy him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
And there was a great lesson that the Lord opened my heart up by me remembering him.
Amen.
I hope I didn't offend you in any way, Doc, by making a statement of that manner. Please forgive me if I did.
I think we need to go out to the picnic table and do more of that. You know, but really, it's true, isn't it? I mean, you know, simplicity. You know, and I really think we do. We worry about things that may never happen, and that's what I'm saying about the media and our mind and filling our minds with the right things. You know, I'm not saying not to be informed. I mean, but we can. We can live that simple kind of life. You know, it's just our focus. You know, you show me your focus, I'll show you your future.
Yeah, we should, and we all run in sometimes, at least I do, and get my own way with this. We all have to remember the peace of Christ that he give us, no matter what the world has. He said, the world can't take that peace away. I give it to you. And, of course, I get aggravated and frustrated. I'm only a man. And it's not for me so much as the children and my grandchildren that can bother me. But there's a peace. And people ask me, I said, well, do you have trouble going to sleep at night? I said, no, normally I go right to bed and go to sleep. I have no trouble sleeping because my father is going to be there whether I'm asleep or not. He's still in charge. And that's going to happen to me tomorrow that isn't his plan for me. Now, I may not understand it. I may not like it. But that doesn't mean it isn't his plan. I'm going to trust him with my life, my body, my soul. So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right, Addison. If we get that perspective that it's all going to be in our lives according to his will if we trust him, then we don't worry about things. We may become angry, may become concerned, and we have to take a stand, no doubt about it. Even Christ took a stand. We went to the cross. But he didn't want to do it. He said, Father, I don't want to do this. But any other way, let's not do it this way. But he did it. And with the same kind of attitude, we have to take a stand and understand that our lives are in our Father's hands. And that's what gives me the peace at night to go to bed and go to sleep.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Folks, right now, we've all heard that there could be food shortages. There could be economic upheaval. We got two arms, two legs. Most of us has got a weak mind like me, strong back. Guys, if you believe that there could be a food shortage, take a shovel out and dig up a spot in the backyard, put a garden in. Do something. Don't just sit around and watch Netflix on your computer.
I will tell you this, being idle can make you be depressed.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be idle. Not even. I mean, there are times we might want to relax, but not idle. Not just sitting there and trying to hibernate or no. You're supposed to be active.
Check on your older neighbors and make sure that they're okay. And these are instructions from Almighty God.
Amen.
Let's stay busy taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're going to be okay. The Lord tells us we're going to be okay. Check on our neighbors. Be active for the Lord.
Amen.
Hey,
good call, Ezra.
That's about all I wanted to say.
Good call.
It's so nice to have you on the program, Dr. Chuck.
Yes, Addison, that's some wise, well said, that's some wise advice.
Thanks for the call, Addison. God bless you, sir. And tell Cheryl said hi. Boy, folks, while I'm thinking of it, tomorrow night I'll not be with you, but Dr. Glenn Parn will be here. My son's flying in from Colorado tomorrow into Pittsburgh. So I won't be here tomorrow evening with you. But Glenn Parn will be here, and you all know who he is, so you don't want to miss that. He'll be with you tomorrow night. I'll be back with you Wednesday night with two special guests. We're going to have Donna Carrico. You all know David Carrico. He's been on the program with me 3 or 4 times before this. His wife, Donna, and David has had a ministry for years helping abused children, SRA children, ritually abused children. One of the other guests besides Donna will be a young lady, she's 59 years old, she told me, but will be on with named Nancy. She was sexually abused and satanically abused by an uncle who was a 33rd degree Mason, and she'll tell some of her story. But keep this in mind also, she'll be sharing this. Jesus Christ brought her out of that, restored her mind, made her whole, and now she's living a joyous life in Jesus. Now, I know that sounds like, well, that can happen to me. Yeah, folks, I don't care what kind of life you've been through. If you'll give it to Christ, he can help you fix it. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect because you're still in it. As long as we're alive, we're not going to be perfect. But he can help you heal your mind and soul and heart and make you, give you the wholeness and the peace that you want in your life. He can do that. So tomorrow night we're going to talk to Donna Carrico and a lady named Nancy who's going to share her story. So don't miss, not tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Don't you miss it. Tomorrow night we'll be Glenn Parnum. I'll be back with you then Wednesday, of course, the scheduled program. And I think Dr. Chuck, you'd enjoy hearing the program Wednesday night because this lady named Nancy out of California That's such a sweet testimony. And it, what we're saying right here, no matter how bad things may be, and I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think seriously, I do believe we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. But no matter how bad things are, if we just remember to keep our faith and our eyes on the one who can help us and can get us through all this. But what breaks my heart, Dr. Chuck, is so many people, and listen to this broadcast too, don't know the saving grace of Jesus Christ. They don't know the peace that He can give them. They don't know His joy that He can give them. They don't know that they can become a child of the living God through Jesus Christ. They don't know this. And it breaks my heart, Dr. Chuck, because I won't tell them they're going through a lot of suffering, anguish, and torments, mentally, spiritually, maybe even physically, that Christ could help them with if they learn to trust Him. But some people have a hard time understanding it. He would do this for you for free. It's hard to understand that sometimes, isn't it?
Grace is hard to wrap our minds around. But, you know, Jesus was forsaken, and He went through suffering and all those things so that, in a sense, we wouldn't have to. Doesn't mean we're not going to suffer. But, you know, we never suffer without a purpose now, and that's the great news. And we know that in the end, Butch, we win, and that's the good news. Because
Amen.
Of the completed work of Christ, we win. Doesn't mean we're not going to go through some hard times and we're not going to suffer. You know, the Lord Himself suffered. You know, because He was a Son, He suffered. And, and learned obedience through those things. But that's the good news. And that's the difference that it makes to really be a Christian, you know. So thanks for having me on the show. It's been great.
Well, you're a good guy to work with as far as being on the program together. I do appreciate it, really do. But, you know, as I live, and I'm 71 years old, be 72 in September, and this November make me be married 49 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
49 years.
Wow.
She told me though, after 40 years I'd get parole, but she lied to me. But anyway, 49 years. And people say, well, brother, that's a long time. I mean, how do you do it? We didn't do it. Christ did it. It's Christ
right.
in us, Brother Chuck. It isn't. And I know we're not on topic coronavirus. Yeah, we talk about that. Now we're talking about something different. It isn't what's in me or in Marcia that makes our lives work. It's the one who is in us. Butch Paul is righteous as a filthy rags. He's an old hillbilly. I barely got through high school, and I know that. Any wisdom, any good in me, any knowledge in me, is because of my Savior put it in me. So I want to tell people this. Our marriage lasted 49 years, and we've had a pretty good marriage, folks. 3 grown sons, 6 grandchildren. A pretty good relationship. We still do. We still do. She's still my best friend. I still like holding her hand. Can you believe that? I mean, isn't that something? At 49 years, I still like to hold her hand. Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty amazing that she still puts up with you this
long. You got that right, but that's getting personal now. Just change topic. No, anyway. But with all sincerity, the love of Christ in me with her,
right?
I feel more comfortable holding her hand and more joyous still being able to hold her hand after all these years. And know that by my side is a friend that I've had now, other than my Savior, stuck with me closer than anybody else. And that's what Christ can give us, Brother Chuck. He gives us those hope. My hope's not in this world. If it was, we would have been divorced a long time ago, because all men and all women, I'm sure, get tempted to stray. But our Savior kept us loyal to one another because we were loyal to Him. That makes sense to you?
It does, you know, and I was just thinking this weekend I had some time to be alone. My family had went to see my father, and I was home by myself, and I thought about how many men just make the decision to, you know, to leave. And I thought about how bored I was, you know, when I didn't have my 5 kids around, you know, how boring things are, you know, and just what a blessing it is, you know, and so often we don't realize what we have until we kind of lose it for a while, just like I did for a short time this weekend. You know, and even like with us, I think so many things that we're learning that we took for granted with, you know, pre-coronavirus. And I think it's going to change our attitude, and I think it's going to change the way we live. I think it's going to be a positive thing, Butch. I really, you know, I mean, we can sit here and, you know, talk about all these things, but you know, God's still in control. God's still going to do something good through this. I think it's going to, it may even cause a spiritual awakening in our country. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. And I have noticed And I don't call myself a prophet like people think about prophets, but I do know that 20-some years ago on the radio, I was talking about things coming in this country if we didn't repent. And I named some of them, and a lot of them have already come to pass. And people are saying, how'd you know that? I said, I really didn't know it. I just read the Bible. I looked at history, looked at what's happening, and I said, this is what the Bible says. And it's like what reading a roadmap. I can tell you what the next town is because I looked on the map. You know, yeah. I'm not foretelling something. I'm telling you, this is what the word says. So yeah, I understand what you're saying. And people are now starting to ask questions that didn't ask questions. They thought it was nuts. But they're starting to realize maybe there's something to the Bible that talks about the future and, you know, all these things with the H.R. 6666 bill that they tried to pass it's been proposed. That would separate families if they had the coronavirus and the vaccine they're working on right now under Bill Gates. The name of it, I can't remember the whole name of it, but the name, the letters in the name with the numbers equivalent to the letters spells out 666, and that's a fact. If you take the Bible, now if you go to my website, Dr. Chuck, PastorBush.com, look under Mark the Beast Technology or Church News, you see that on there. But these things, my job, well, your job, we're watchmen, is to tell folks, hey, this is what the Word's showing us now. We're seeing the fulfillment of His Word, and they're being really blatant about it. They don't even try to hide any longer. You know, they're showing us this is what's planned. But it isn't a scare us or curse us. It's to get our eyes open so we learn to trust more. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's to show us that His Word is being fulfilled. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled every day, and we always have. But I think more now in the last couple of years than we have in a long time. Prophecy being fulfilled. We're seeing a world taken down economically. What better time to bring in a world currency? Visa International is introducing a digital coin now instead of cash. They want to go digital. And that's a fact. As a matter of fact, Jerome Powell, head of the Fed, said that we are now going to do digital printing. That means no money, just digits on computers. Is that leading to a crisis system? Of course it is. But don't be scared. No, it's prophesied. And try to tell others.
We're just that closer, that much closer. And we need to pray. And we need to be faithful to tell people about, you know, like it says in 1 Peter 3:15, to give them a reason why we believe what we believe.
Amen.
You know?
Well, Dr. Chuck, we're out of time. And I'm sorry, brother. But we got to get together sometime and eat a hamburger or something.
That'd be great. It's a long drive to West Virginia.
Well, you can come on up anyway. That's all right.
We can have a virtual one.
There you go. But, brother, you have a wonderful evening. Talk to you in the future, okay?
Blessings, Butch.
God bless, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, I'll see you Wednesday night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.